From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Casey Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that more than 100 people turned out February 13th for Catskill High School's Interact Club 22nd Annual March for Peace and Justice in Catskill. The march began and ended on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Way, also known as West Main Street. B. Blauberg explained why the Second Baptist Church in Catskill was where marchers met. Blauberg said, and I quote, "During the civil rights movement, organizers of civil disobedience met at local churches where they asked the Lord for his protection and blessings before they marched off to face Bull Connor, the Birmingham, Alabama Commissioner of Public Safety during the 1960s, who was vehemently opposed to the civil rights movement and his dogs and the fire hoses of public safety. The marchers often returned to their church, not only to lick their wounds, but to assess the effects of their protests and to plan future ones. In memory of the role played by the church, we like our protesters to start the march at the church," end quote. The march ended with an interfaith benediction from Deacon Ron Dombrowski and Rabbi Zoe Katz, and then a We Shall Overcome sing-along. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Porcupine Soup reports that court clerk Haley Whalen was arrested February 13th because police say she threw away tickets for people she knew. She was charged with 4 counts of first-degree falsifying business records and 4 counts of first-degree tampering with public records, both felonies, and 4 counts of official misconduct and 4 counts of second-degree criminal contempt, both misdemeanors. The state police say Whalen used her credentials to dismiss tickets on behalf of acquaintances. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Mid-Hudson News reports that the State Division of Human Rights has expanded the statute of limitations for filing unlawful discrimination to 3 years. Before February 15th, a lawsuit had to be filed within 1 year. Mental health was cited as a reason for the extension. Advocates say studies show that survivors of discriminatory experiences often have difficulty processing those incidences within 1 year. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "New York State remains committed to promoting safety, dignity, and respect for survivors as the tide of hate rises across our country. This new statute of limitations adds another layer to our collective responsibility to protect one another and create an environment that makes survivors feel safe," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.